Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 o'clock hour on a Lions Victory Monday. We are joined by TJ Lang, Super Bowl champ, former Lion. You heard him on the sideline yesterday. TJ.
Stoney's welcomes used to be a lot better, by the way.
Yeah. I like yours, Jim. I like yours much better.
Excuse you.
He would always look at me and look at TJ, and he'd be world champion, Super Bowl ring holder, TJ Lang. John, where's your Super Bowl ring?
How about this? A real offensive lineman joins us for the 9 o'clock hour. TJ Lang.
A guard. Tackles aren't real people. What's up, man? I'm doing good, man. That was
good to see you.
I heard you guys talking on the way in, just people.
Thanks for listening.
You know, taking just for a short second, but I caught a call just talking about the environment last night. And
Yeah,
it was, I think, pregame, and, you know, that 3-and-out was reminiscent of the playoffs last year, you know, and then it felt like kind of in the second half, just that nervous energy, right? Stafford started coming back. You give up a 14-point lead. All of a sudden, you're down some points and a little nervous energy, but. I think, man, that building really has turned into just one of the meanest, you know, home field advantage. And
yeah.
It's mean, you know, and I think that it can be an intimidating factor to other teams coming in. But, no, it was fans have been waiting for this game for a long time, and especially when the schedule came out, you know, and Stafford again, Sunday Night Football, and it was everything it was supposed to be. It was a good night. Good to get out of there with a win, you know, and I think that those guys, Jim, know, and we were just talking about this with Jansen. Those guys know that they didn't play their best game. You know what I mean? Like, there was no – I didn't get the feel last night of, okay, yeah, huge win, bam, won it. It was like, okay, like, wipe the brow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't play great, but we did what we had to do, and we ended up coming out there with a win. And like you said earlier, Jim, I mean, that's not something we used to be able to say about this team. That's something we've been saying about them for, you know, 20, 25 games now is – even when they're not playing great, they're still good enough to compete and win most of those games. And last night was a prime example.
We got phone calls to get to. We said we'd play some Dan Campbell. This was him in the locker room after the win. I think what stood out to me is he said, you won't break us. Right? This idea that their DNA is what it is. that they can't be broken. The whole grit, don't crit, quit mindset is here from last year to this year. How much carries over? Well, that part carries over. Yeah. That's culture. That's ingrained into who they are.
And I think it's we can take your best shot. Yeah. Now, right? We can go haymaker for haymaker with anybody in this league. And yeah, they've proven that.
Yeah, and they stepped up when they had to step up, obviously, overtime. I want to get your reaction quick now that you've had a chance to think about the game. Offense, defense, special teams. What was your reaction on the way home last night thinking about that win and what it might actually possibly mean down the road? Because even though it's week one, there could be playoff implications in that win.
Yeah. You know, we talk about it almost every week early in the season where these are the games that you look back on come December and January to say, man, if we just could have got that one, right?
Seattle a couple of years ago.
Right, right. Yep. That's the big difference, man. Oh, man, we're in the tiebreaker, but we let one go in week one or week two, whatever it was. Look, it's a long season. I mean, you love to start out 1-0, but I think Alex Anzalone said, like, let's not make this bigger than what it is, right? We still got a lot of football left ahead of us. But I drove home last night just feeling that last drive in overtime was who this football team is, right? And it's like when you get to the nitty-gritty, when you get to a have-to-have-it moment, you got to stick true to your identity. And win or lose, you got to stay true to who you are. And coming out in that overtime just relying on your reliable players, David Montgomery, a workhorse, a guy that it seemed like they were rotating a little bit. They would almost felt like series, every series and on and off, like with him and Jahmyr Gibbs. And I remember even sitting there at halftime, like, man, what happened to David Montgomery? Feels like he hasn't got a lot of. You look down, you're like, oh, he's got 9 carries. You know, I mean, that's kind of the fair split where they want to keep both those guys. But when you had to have it, you stayed true to who you are, right? And you started to rebuild, I think, your identity for this year's football team. We know what they were last year. They were a tough, gritty, physical, disciplined football team. That attitude and that identity doesn't carry over year to year. You have to start building it again at the start of every fresh season. And I think that last night in that overtime drive started to build their identity of we're going to be even more physical. We're going to be even more gritty. We're going to be even tougher than we were last year. And I think that's what, you know, I was kind of reflecting on the ride home last night.
That drive got the blood pumping. It was 5 carries for David Montgomery, 45 yards. 7 of the 8 plays were running plays. It was a clear attitude drive.
You know what it looked like? It looked like an older brother just kind of playing with his little brother, and then, okay, we finally had enough. You know what I mean? We've got enough.
Enough was my word. It kind of felt like, all right, we haven't played well. Exactly. There's a lot of stuff that's not good. Enough is enough. Let's get to Steve in Oxford. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm talking about basically the defensive line really bothers me for the fact that they went up against an offensive line that was between 60 and 70% down because they were all being replaced because they were injured. And Matthew Stafford just threw the ball all over on us. Our defensive line, there wasn't enough pressure. I'm just worried that other teams are going to scout this and we're going to get exposed.
Well, I think the scout is you don't have long to throw. They got 12 quarterback hits. And, I mean, only 2 sacks, but that ball was in and out of Matthew Stafford's hand quickly.
But then this goes to something that you guys have talked about before then, mirroring the coverage. Bring the guys up a little bit then, right?
It's so hard to do against the Rams with the motion that they use and kind of losing Cooper Kupp behind the line. You know what I mean? I think they'd love to just line up and the Lions play press man coverage. That's just, unfortunately, a team that they're so good with their pre-snap motions and their formations of getting guys in spots where they want them, and then they force you to play off coverage. But no, I'm with John. I thought I thought the pass rush actually looked very much improved. I mean, there were times where Aiden Hutchinson or Davenport are beating their guy literally clean off the line, and they're not even getting a quarterback hit because the ball's out so
fast.
That was a to me kind of a vintage Matthew Stafford game too. I think McVay looked at Stafford and said, you're gonna have to win this game, and he played a really good football game. I thought the Lions maybe let him off a little bit. It looked like, especially late in that game, Carlton Davis dropping the interception, but there was probably 3 or 4 other plays where, you know, they might have been tough plays, but you come up with interceptions, that game looks completely different. But I actually left there feeling better about the pass rush than I did maybe going into the game.
You'd like him to get home and finish, but sometimes there's just not enough time.
Well, that'd be my criticism, is if you're not going to get home against 4 backup offensive linemen, are they just not going to get home this year? And they're going to rely on
Well, it's
pressures, disruptions.
No. It's not that they weren't getting home. It's that the ball was out of Matthew Stafford's hands. Yeah. And there were a couple of times where I thought, hey, I know Hutch got called for the one because he hit Stafford low. Mm-hmm. I thought they made good decisions of actually laying off of the quarterback because, I mean, you breathe on a quarterback too late and you're going to get a penalty.
And I thought Hutchinson showed up more than he did in the stat sheet, right? He drew a couple holding calls down in the goal line.
Yep, huge one.
He had a couple huge pressures. One that, I don't know if he got credited with the pressure, but he beat the left tackle really bad on that red zone interception that Matthew Stafford threw to Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
And I think a part of that, Matthew Stafford's probably feeling that, can't step into the throw, just kind of lofts one up. Those are plays that don't show up on the play sheet, but those are massive impact plays. Yeah, 100%.
Phone calls, 248-539-9797. Your takeaways from the Lions opener, 1-0 victory Monday. We are going to get some of TJ's thoughts second half of the hour on Michigan, Texas. So stay tuned for that. It's 97.1.
I've been talking about injury attorney David Feminino and his team for some time now. And I want to tell you about some of the results. Listen to these. The results that David and his team have gotten for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for one of his clients. You need an attorney that is willing to fight relentlessly for you. And you can call and speak to David and his team right now by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good extra effort on that play by Jahmyr Gibbs. Montgomery not the only tough runner on this football team. Dan Miller's call. It's 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, TJ Lang in studio for the final hour on a Monday. We'll get his thoughts on Michigan, Texas later in the hour. But the story is the Lions. Victory Monday, 1-0 start. Put away drive in overtime. And we've touched on it. Not a perfect game for Detroit. A lot of stuff to clean up.
Yeah.
Still got it done when they needed to.
You're 1-0. And in this league, man, you don't apologize for, for winning games.
Nope.
And look, I mean, I already kind of heard it last night. Oh, they're down three offensive linemen. Nakua's out, right? All this. Who cares? Dude? Like, you got to line up. You got to play what's in front of you. And
it
was
did
it pretty?
Feel like
no.
They let them hang in.
Look, how many teams yesterday? Let's see. There's 15, 16. Well, there's still one to go, but 15 teams that won over the weekend. How many do you think are coming out saying, man, we played perfect? Dallas played pretty good. Saints, you know, blew up Carolina, but. Yeah. I think most of the teams are saying, okay, you know, we got the win. We got a lot to fix. It's week one. We're working out some kinks still. Now we go into week two. Now we got to go full throttle. And I think the Lions are certainly in that category.
Ken in Royal Oak, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I was at the game last night. Love the atmosphere. It was so much fun, just as good as last year. My comment on the defense, I'm not totally concerned because I thought – yeah, there was definitely things to be improved upon. They dropped a couple interceptions they could have had. And Stafford played really well, releasing the ball so quick. That was smart. I felt like they game planned for that pressure that we were going to bring. But, you know, we were missing some key people, too. We had no Houston, no DJ Reader, which is going to make a big difference on that defensive front. I think they would have had to, you know, maybe have less guys going double team on Hutch in that situation. But overall, I mean, there was a lot of slippage on the field, too. We would have had a pick if one guy fell down, and I don't know. It wasn't alarming. I think they're going to make adjustments, and I'm excited to see what they do next week.
Yeah.
Well said.
It's, I mean, I was surprised to see so many, you know, slips. And I mean, the message there is you can't have those. I'm glad that when Amon-Ra St. Brown slipped, that he was actually still able to, you know, knock the ball down. I thought that was a key play. We've talked about that a little bit. But I think DJ Reader will help. But I was going to ask you this, TJ. Looking from afar, having watched it once and then watching some highlights this morning, Levi Onwuzurike, I don't know if you could ever live up to the hype that he was receiving in the preseason. Not having seen him for 3 years, he's been hurt. Everybody was talking about the camp that he had. I thought he played well.
Yeah.
I was encouraged by what I saw from him.
Yeah, he was noticeable, especially in the first half, I think. You know, split the sack, I think, with Davenport. Mm-hmm. Made some big, you know, some really good stops in the run game. I think we're starting to see what we saw in Washington, right, in college, where he's just jetting off the ball, man. He's using his explosiveness, his quickness, getting in the backfield, finding a way to make plays. And when you get matched up one-on-one, if the line's sliding opposite of to Lee McNeil or over to Aiden Hutchinson, you got to win those one-on-ones. I thought he really showed up in the first half. And I talked to him after the game, and I think he mentioned just having, you know, Marcus Davenport, a veteran guy in the room, and DJ Reader, although he didn't play last night, but having another that veteran guy in the locker room too, and in that meeting room, how much that has helped him kind of mature, right? And I think Levi was, everybody has it at some point in your career where it's make or break, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if I don't come, you know, if I don't start playing better, if I'm not, you know,
if I don't find a way
starter,
to be healthy and get on the field,
if I don't find a way to, you know, contribute to this team, man, I might not have a job. I think Levi probably went through this offseason. Certainly a guy that we were all excited to see just after all the camp hype that he got. But I thought he was noticeable, and I thought that could be huge this season if you can get continue to get that pass rush from an interior guy. I think Levi, good start for him. Certainly got room. Everybody in the same boat. Certainly got room to get better, but he was noticeable, and that's what I think I really wanted to see.
J-Mo noticeable. That's kind of the thing we've been waiting for. This is the player he was supposed to be. He had 100 yards. He had the big 50-plus yard touchdown in the game. St. Brown, not as noticeable. Is that just a benefit, like how this offense is going to be, TJ? Like, pick your poison. You can't take everybody away? Or should they have done more to get St. Brown involved?
You know what? Part of me thinks you got to find ways to get St. Brown more involved. And you look at it yesterday on the other side, and you're like, all they've got is Cooper Kupp, but he's still getting 22 targets, you know, whatever it was. Like, you still got to find ways to be creative to get him the ball, right? I think we can all agree that this offense is much better if 14 is getting you know, more than three touches a game. So yeah, certainly that's something they're going to look at. It's hard to tell the coverage-wise. I'm not sure if they were bracketing him a ton during that game. Obviously, the Rams' defense was doing something because they focus was taking him away. And look, I think we saw, much like Levi, Jameson was getting a lot of hype. Every single day, you couldn't go a day without training camp with somebody talking about him. But I think a lot of us just still wanted to see it in a game. He's just so dangerous with the ball in his hand. Yeah. I mean, we're watching last night, and just the speed that he's coming off the line with, the guy's a playmaker. The guy's a playmaker. In his route tree, he's able to go over the middle. He's not just no longer the gadget guy. Hey, get quick screens and reverses and throw bombs to. I think they really feel like they can utilize the entire field with him. And look, if he's a guy getting 8-9 touches a game, I think that's a pretty good recipe to have some explosive plays on that offense. So I'm sure, you know, Ben Johnson's probably going in today thinking of ways, how can we get Amon-Ra the ball more? But, damn, we feel pretty good about what we got from Jameson as well.
But if they're going to take away the middle of the field and limit Sam Laporta, who still had 4 for 45, limit Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's where you need that other guy to step up. Whether it's Jahmyr Gibbs in the passing game, in the run game with David Montgomery, it's Jameson Williams that has to have a game like that if they're going to limit those other playmakers. And when that happens, now if you're Tampa or any team in the future, all right, well, how do we take away everything?
Well, you can't.
You can't. And so you put pressure on opposing defensive coordinators because you could stretch the field. Jared Goff showed that he could get him the ball. You have what they have had for the last couple of years with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now you add in a year of experience with Laporta, Gibbs, and then Montgomery just taking the game over in overtime. Like, it's a very hard offense to try and game plan.
Yeah, and they played their B-minus, C-plus game.
Oh, yeah. C-plus at best.
But to your point, do you want to start loading up the box and taking away Dave Montgomery? Okay, watch this. You know, we'll hit one over your head with Jameson Williams. So, yeah, I just can't. I think that's the exciting part is still knowing how much better this team and specifically this offense can even get.
D in Detroit, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, man, check this out. Me and my brother was at the game last night, and he was getting so frustrated saying how the defensive line wasn't sacking Stafford. And I said, bro, look at this. Stafford is one of the greatest that ever did it. Quick release. But you got to give Hutchinson and my man Davenport. I was so impressed with Marcus Davenport last night, fellas, because he showed me something. He got length. He has speed. And he seemed like he has a will to succeed here, bro. And we have never seen Hutchinson paired up with somebody of this nature. I got a prediction. Davenport is going to be more productive than both of the Okoro brothers and Charles Harris combined if he stay healthy, fellas. And when we get DJ Reader in the mix and McNeil get back in the mix and put James Houston on the field, that defensive line might be a fear force, bro. I seen it last night, and I was impressed. Yeah. Even though we didn't have all the sacks, Stafford was very uncomfortable several times last night, bro.
Yep.
Made him work for it.
Yeah. I'd like to set that bar a little higher.
Than being better than the Okoro brothers and Charles Harris.
I mean, combined, okay, we're starting to get there.
So what, they're going to have like six sacks?
Here's the nice thing is when you do have an Onwuzurike that steps up, when G.J. Reader is back, what's the knock on him? Last 2 years, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to use him all the time. You've got depth at that position, and you can rotate guys through to keep them fresh so that you don't get into an overtime situation. I mean, the defensive line for the Rams looked exhausted in overtime and overwhelmed.
Yeah, I don't think they looked exhausted. They were exhausted.
Yeah.
And they punished them.
I think both defenses were tired. There were some long drives, especially in the first half of that game. I mean, you're talking, you know, 12, 13, 14 plays. It's like, I don't know if that's how you want to open week one after not playing in the preseason with some of those long, grueling drives.
The big fellows like us are out there, too.
Yeah, I know. But, no, I think, look, they found a way at the end, man. You know. But I'm with you. I think Marcus Davenport, as long as he stays healthy, he's a guy that can just collapse the pocket from the other side. That's going to make Aiden Hutchinson's job even easier.
248-539-9797. Your first impressions, 1-0. Any concerns that you have, you can pass them along. We'll take those ticket texts. We'll take those phone calls. Take the temperature of Michigan football as well. That's next, 97.1.
Hey, I know that some of you guys are finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or you're turning off your camera on Zoom calls. Well, it's time to deal with your hair loss, and it's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it, literally. That's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist, and Dr. B can restore your hair and your confidence just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. You can go online and read all kinds of reviews from his patients who recommend Dr. B, and they all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after their procedure, and they say they couldn't be happier with their results, many even saying it's the best decision and investment they've ever made. Michigan Hair Restoration also has so many more options than just hair transplants, lots of natural remedies, and these remedies and therapies keep getting better and better results for his patients. Dr. B has treatment plans that fit almost every budget, and right now, they've got a special you can't miss. Call and book your consult and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention 97.1, and you're going to get a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment valued at $1,000 at your consultation. Download Dr. B's Ultimate Guide to Hair Loss and Restoration today at MichiganHairRestoration.com.
John, I don't think the Wolverines are going to be in the national title this year.
No, not if they play that way.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
I have it, to. Yeah.
Where's Bronner's?
Well, that was quick. You were ready for that. 248-539-9797.
We all have our moments. That's not one of my finer ones.
But I'll give you this. You saw this coming on Friday. You got out in front of it. You thought Texas was going to handle them. Now, I don't know if you thought it was going to be that bad, because that was ugly.
I thought there were going to be some improvements that were made from the Fresno State to Texas. Now, Texas is a much better opponent, and you've got to, I mean, those improvements had to be major improvements, and they just weren't there. Whether it was on the player side or execution, but I was really disappointed in the coordinators. And defensively, it felt like there was a whole bunch of individuals out there playing. They weren't playing team defense, because you've got some studs out there. And to be manhandled like that up front, to where they're dictating when they want to run the ball and they do, dictating when they want to pass the ball and they do, that's where you start to raise an eyebrow going, how do you have possibly three first-round picks and you get manhandled like that? So I was disappointed there. And then offensively, I just thought, that didn't resemble anything I've seen over the last 3 years when Sharon was calling the plays of an offense where you're running something and then you have an answer for what they're doing to stop it. You have an answer, or you're setting something up for another play down the road. I just felt like there was no rhyme, reason, or rhythm. We're going to go with the three R's.
There you go.
To how they were calling the plays. And please, there's no one that was watching that game, you know, listening to it, watching it, or in person when Alex Orji came in on third down twice, that you didn't believe they were going to run it.
Dead giveaway.
I mean, so where's the creativity? Where was the rhythm of the offense? And to me, that's whether or not that. And I say it didn't resemble anything. I don't think Sharon's calling the plays, because it didn't feel like a Sharon Moore offensive game plan. And then there were no adjustments. But he's the one that's co-signing.
Oh yeah.
Whether or not he's the one putting an Orji in or he's calling the plays, he's co-signing on it because he's the head guy.
Yeah, and if you're gonna go third and three in the red zone with Orji run, like that's got to be go for it territory. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't go third and three up. We lost the yard.
We're going to kick field goal.
We got gained a yard up, kicked field goal.
And they did that twice.
It was just like, yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was stale, but I was personally going to wait until 2 o'clock to get an unbiased opinion on how this game went. but I'm sure they're going to have a party in here today, boys. Wait for that. But I just thought it was stale. Look, the quarterback play, I mean, I think it's borderline criminal in today's NCAA football, especially to be a team like Michigan coming off a national championship, to not address the quarterback position. I'm sure that they're challenged maybe when it comes to NIL stuff as opposed to some other teams. But
I don't even think it was that. I think it was the timing of it. When you have a head coach that over the previous 2 years was flirting with the NFL and then finally leaves, but doesn't leave until January 24, the portal's closed. And if he would have brought in a quarterback, who would come here thinking that Harbaugh's going to leave after a national title.
Right, but they had the head coach in waiting in Chiron. It's not like it was a surprise. If Harbaugh left, it was always going to be Chiron who was on staff and could have aided in the portal acquisition. And there were guys, I mean, Dante Moore's from Detroit. He picked Oregon, and he's a backup there. Maiava from UNLV, who led him on a great year, he's a backup at USC. There are guys who transferred to be backups. Michigan didn't get anybody in the early or spring portal after they saw Davis Warren, after they saw Orji, after they realized,
we don't have a quarterback. Which quarterback was available in the spring portal?
My point is they didn't bring anybody in. They accepted this. And I don't know if it's complacency or arrogance. You take your pick. But to TJ's point, for this to be your quarterback room,
it's not working
at Michigan as the reigning national champions, this is the best you got?
Yeah, and I was also really disappointed with the defense, too. I mean, that felt like a game that you knew the offense was not humming. You knew the defense was going to have to pick them up, right?
And at some point, very gentle, not humming. Well, thank you.
We know the offense is not what they were last year. You know, we know that there's going to take some time if it ever even clicks. I mean, the quarterback position does not look very promising, but that felt like a game. The defense, hey, we're going to have to keep it. We're going to have to keep this team in this game, right? And although the first drive, even though you hold them and they missed the field goal, it just seemed like every third down, you just could not get a stop. And it was like, oh my goodness, like this is, if the defense isn't going to get stops on third down, if the defense is not going to get even close to Quinn Ewers this entire game, like you've got no chance, you know? And I think that I wasn't surprised with the offensive just lack of creativity and lack of execution. I was more surprised with how the defense played. I thought that they were just way too soft.
That's the headline, is this is supposed to be a great defense, and they weren't great at all. I mean, they were getting bullied off the line of scrimmage. When they did blitz, they were chasing their tail because Texas just toyed with them and would throw the ball where the vacated space was.
Missed tackles, over pursuit. Yeah. I mean, it was just, my good, they just didn't look like a team that was ready for Texas.
No, but hats off to Texas. I thought Texas played a really good game, and Quinn Ewers came in here and just chopped up that defense.
Yeah.
He was, you know, they look very efficient. Yeah, they look legit. And if you've got to have answers. And that's where I thought Wink would have some answers. If they're not going to throw the ball anywhere in the same hemisphere as Will Johnson, then, hey, single him up. That's fine. Hey, Will Johnson's a big boy. He's a guy that's supposed to be a guy that can remove half that field. If by game plan he's already removed it, what are you doing to answer on the other side?
248-539-9797. We'll mix in some Michigan thoughts with the Lions stuff. You want to call and talk Lions, it's a Victory Monday. But this was a hyped up top 10 matchup, Michigan-Texas. And while I didn't think Michigan was going to win, I didn't think it'd get that ugly.
No.
I mean, that to me was the expose of this defense. And if that's what this defense is, they're not winning 10 games. They're not winning 9 games. They're not a playoff team. Is this an 8-4 team at best? I mean, that's a sobering reality. Nobody thought they were going to be national title good, but that's a sobering reality 2 weeks into the season.
And it's not the ultimate end result, especially now with the expanded playoffs. One loss doesn't cost you a position. It's when you watch it, it's the performance. And because you've got to find a way to continue to improve. And there's not going to be anything that they prove against Arkansas State. The next opportunity to prove anything is against USC. And hello, they're a lot better than most people anticipated they would be.
Let's get to the phones. We've got Brandon and Ypsilanti. Brandon, you're on 97.1.
How are we doing? How about that Aiden Hutchinson, man? Dude's a beast.
He was getting after it.
I tell you, last night I think would have been a completely different ball game because I personally seen three or four blown calls against Hutchinson that, you know, would have been total penalties against the Rams. Seeing that he was going against was a third string lineman he was going against, and the guy could not block Aiden. He was just struggling. And I've seen a couple of calls where I'm like, this changes the whole game if they make that call. And I kind of, I don't go that route really just to, badger the refs or anything. But I really think it's a different game. I see, a 10-plus point game if you give Aiden those calls, because the guy is tough regardless if you try to, that one guy can change the game.
Well, he's got a high motor, and he works, and he makes these tackles work, and I just don't want to get hung up on it because I feel like we get that phone call every week, even going back to last year. They missed three holding calls on Aiden. Okay, they're not going to call it every play.
No.
You're not going to say. I thought we were beyond that. And I know he's not making this like an international incident. But I thought we were beyond like complaining about the officials. Good teams, good players. You rally, you win. You don't dwell on it.
Well, here's where I think we're starting to see the improvement of Aiden Hutchinson is not getting pressures and getting home. He's affecting the quarterback in a lot of different ways. It's being able to beat double and triple teams, because before he even got to the tackle, there were times where, hey, the tight end is giving him a shove and then he beats the tackle instantly. And then there's a running back and he's got to work around all three. He is getting there. But we talked about it earlier, TJ, that ball with Matthew Stafford was coming out right now.
Super fast. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's difficult, but if you're Aaron Glenn, I think, you know, we talked about Ben Johnson and some ways that he can improve and get Amon-Ra the ball more and finding ways to utilize him with motion or formation to find those mismatches. I think Aaron Glenn's probably doing the same on the defensive side, trying to figure out how do we bracket guys? How do we get a little bit closer to line of scrimmage if this is going to be the pass rush we're going to continue to get?
Yeah.
If we know our defensive line is getting home, me as a defensive play caller, I know I can be more aggressive in my coverage sheet, right? I can get guys up closer to the line. I can get my linebackers playing at 4 or 5 yards instead of maybe dropping to that 8-9 category. So, sure, that's going to be probably topic number one when they get in today.
And you spotlighted two plays. The Kirby Joseph interception where Aiden pressure didn't get a sack but did lead to a rush throw and a turnover in the red zone. And then he drew a penalty after Tyrion Arnold got a P.I.
on the 1 yard
zone.
Yeah,
now all of a sudden you back him back up and all is well, again, because of Aiden Hutchinson's pressures. We still prefer sacks, but he impacts the game, and there's no question about it. Michigan fans are on the phones. We'll get to them next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to sit down with you, ask you questions, get to know you as best they can so they can build a financial plan that is unique and fits your situation. It's what they did with me. Here's what you also get when you switch to First Merchants Bank. You're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. So when you come in, they know who you are. And if you don't, they've got they've got a great website. They also have the app online to be able to handle all your financial situations. They're also deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lions calls, Michigan calls. It's one of those Mondays. A lot to talk about. If you missed anything, Odyssey app, Odyssey Rewind. Doug and Gator coming up in a few. Back to the phones we go. It's Ian and Fenton. Ian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I got a comment and then a question for y'all. I've been getting a lot of flack all offseason. These guys are going to go 8-4 at best. Maybe 9-3, assuming they don't maybe drop one that they're not supposed to, which seems like this team's a lot more capable of than last year. But my question for you guys, you know, we're talking a lot about quarterback play. Looking around the Big Ten, and I get that it's only week two, man, there's a lot of guys that look better than what Michigan's got. You look at, you know, the freshman kid out in Nebraska, that Rayola kid,
yep.
The guy in Oregon, the transfer. The other transfer at Washington, those guys are both seasoned. Iowa's scoring points now, which I haven't watched Iowa, but I can only assume it's because of better quarterback play, which, by the way, is that still
Cade?
It is.
Yes.
Cade?
Yes.
Oops. You know, that's not even throwing in Ohio State and Penn State. So where you guys got them? I got them like 8th, maybe.
Yeah, you didn't mention
not
Miller Moss from USC. Yeah, I mean, that's more than half the conference.
I got to believe it's all on the table, too, because you do watch Raiola go out there and play the way that he's played. Now, not great defenses, but he's played well. I mean, why not take a look at Jaden Davis?
Yeah, I mean, geez.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got a guy. I mean, if you got one that's a good passer, one that's a good runner, but maybe you have one in the wings that might be able to do both. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, and to win over 8, you got to beat USC, Oregon, and Ohio State. I mean,
yep.
At least one of them.
Right, at least one of them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it doesn't really look I mean, Oregon hasn't looked great, you know, throughout the first couple weeks, but
Boise State's a pretty good team.
right? But the way that this offense looks, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to keep it close against any of those teams. And if it stays the same with that quarterback play.
Well, and you may
and you
it,
might even lose one that you're not supposed to, like to Washington, Michigan State, who knows, rivalry game.
You right? let a lesser so, team yeah, hang around. And
well, there's obviously there was a team in the state of Michigan that did play better from week over week, and that was Michigan State. They went on the road to Maryland where they have struggled, mm-hmm. and they came up with the win. And I don't care if it's pretty or not. They won a Big Ten game.
Huge important win for them. Road Big Ten, year one, Jonathan Smith. If you're going to make a bowl game, that was one you needed to have. Aiden Childs, it's a roller coaster, but when it's rolling,
yeah.
the highs, the throw he made in the fourth quarter, that's a throw that NFL quarterbacks make, and he's 18 years old.
Yeah, and you look at the, and you say, okay, well, they got Prairie View this week. That should be a win. Boston College looks tougher than it did at the beginning of the season. Bill O'Brien's doing a really good job there. But then you look at Michigan's schedule, USC looks a lot tougher than it did at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Michigan's not going to play MSU for a few weeks here. But if MSU keeps getting better, Michigan's going to wallow around with this quarterback play and this defense isn't as advertised. Yeah, you better settle in for that game. That is not a gimme anymore.
Well, and I know that we're on the quarterback right now. It's offensive line play, too.
Yeah.
Offensive line play will allow your quarterback play to be much better. And that's where I go back to play calling. When Davis Warren got outside the pocket, well, even when he was under duress, but the first completion he had was a rollout to Colston Loveland. Give him a good view of the field. Settle him down a little bit. Give him a little extra time. Give your offensive line an advantage by being able to come off the ball, which they did on the flea flicker. And now maybe you get something going. But why did they not come back to the rollout?
I don't understand what they're doing, because if Davis Warren is your best quarterback, that's their decision. They named him the starter. You don't take him out on critical third downs to bring in a predictable gadget quarterback, and you don't do it twice and settle for field goals out of it. To DJ's point, if you're bringing him in, you're thinking it's four down territory. We're going two runs if we need to. I don't understand. I mean, if Davis Warren is the guy, and I haven't really seen much from him, you trust your guy to be the guy. The two quarterback systems very rarely work.
Well, it's not working yet.
No, I know. You could say like Tebow and Chris Leak. My point is there's very few examples of it like working.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.